This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump is taking aim at what he calls migrants making a mockery of immigration laws. This comes as two caravans of Central American migrants are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. More from AP's Sagar Magani.
U.S. law holds that migrants who want to seek asylum can do so regardless of whether they enter legally or illegally. The president says he'll sign an executive order requiring that they go to legal ports of entry.
We'll no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country. We will hold them for a long time if necessary.
Saying the U.S. will build massive tent cities with help from the military. The first active duty troops have arrived at the border, with several thousand more expected to flow in. Though the Pentagon says they'll be in a supporting role, the president says he's told the troops to act if any migrants throw a rock at them.
Consider it a rifle.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Around the world, Google employees walked off the job protesting the company's handling of sexual discrimination cases, showing frustration with the workplace culture. Google employee Dima Rodriguez.
It is not that place for women. It is not that place for people who are differently abled. It is not that place for people of color. And to be honest with you, when it is not that place for those groups, that means that the company is failing everyone.
The Google protest spurred by the New York Times story outlying allegations against high-profile leaders at Google who were paid off by millions of dollars in severance after being let go because of discrimination allegations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it may be many weeks before Washington has enough evidence to impose sanctions on those behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was killed when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. This is VOA News. Saying Chinese economic espionage poses a grave threat to U.S. national interest, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a new Justice Department initiative to combat China's rampant theft of American intellectual property.
Chinese economic espionage against the United States has been increasing, and it has been increasing rapidly. We are here today to say enough is enough.
Sessions said the new China initiative will identify priority Chinese trade theft cases, ensure that enough resources are dedicated to them, and make an appropriate conclusion quickly and effectively. Sessions' announcement comes amid escalating trade war between the U.S. And China has dismissed the charges of economic espionage. White House has announced new sanctions against Venezuela and Cuba and threatened to do the same against Nicaragua, calling the three nations a troika of tyranny. The U.S. has accused Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of illegally exporting more than 20 million tons of gold to Turkey to avoid previous U.S. sanctions. U.N. member states overwhelmingly supported lifting Washington's more than half-century-old economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba, saying it is the main impediment to Cuba's economic and social development. For the past 27 years, the U.N. General Assembly has held an annual vote condemning the blockade that is imposed in 1962 during the Cold War. Exercise is largely symbolic, as the General Assembly does not have the power to end the embargo. Only the U.S. Congress can do that. But it highlights Washington's isolation on the issue. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley said the United States does not care if it is isolated. The U.S. government says the number of homeless veterans has decreased across the United States, but the problem has not been solved. AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
There are 38,000 homeless veterans in the U.S., and while that may sound high, it's half as many as were homeless in the year 2010. Officials say a federal initiative funded about a decade ago has helped, providing permanent housing while also offering veterans a case manager and clinical care, unlike before when they had to be in treatment for mental health issues before they could qualify for housing. Last year, there was a small increase in homeless vets due largely to the higher cost of housing in the Los Angeles area, which is now the focus of the Veterans Affairs Department. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pakistan's new Prime Minister Imran Khan and China's President Xi Jinping meet today amid concerns over Pakistan's growing fiscal crisis and its ability to repay Chinese loans. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.